Let's take a look now at how COVID-19 is resonating on social media. And joining us now is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy. If you think about this, this is the first pandemic that we've ever had social media there for us.
So that's
right. We're seeing so much material from around the world.
Well, and I promise our listeners right now that by the end of this segment, maybe they'll get a smile, because I know you always like to bring that. But let's start with something a little more serious, which is what the healthcare workers are saying on social media. They've got a hashtag of their own. What are you seeing?
There's a hashtag that's going around generated by healthcare professionals, and it's going around the world. Here's a long version. We stay here for you. Please stay home for us. Short version, stay home for us. Go and look at that. You'll find it on Instagram. You'll find it on many, many social platforms. And basically what you will see will be individual health professionals, doctors, nurses, surgeons, entire units of health workers taking pictures, making gifts. They are smiling, they're beaming, but they have advice for you. Stay at home. I've seen tweets and posts from the American Ambulance Association, the University of Minnesota Medical Center Family Medical Residency Program, doctors in Armenia, doctors in Germany. This is a global hashtag. And it's basically, if you think about it, preventative medicine. And a lot of the health professionals are saying, we are at the front line of medicine. Now, this is not media saying this. This is what the doctors and the nurses are saying themselves. And the messages are very kind, warm messages. Here's one from Sarah Brooks. And she says, we are the team that will be looking after your relatives, probably yourselves, if you're unlucky enough to get COVID-19. So please be kind to us. Every day, every one of us is risking our health to keep everyone safe.
Well, and we should listen to that. I've been talking, Robin, you probably have as well, to doctor friends who say, you know, they feel like they're preparing for war right now.
Yeah, they're having people asking for donations, you know, shortages of masks, ventilators, other equipment. What kind of stories are you hearing there?
Oh, Robin, the mask shortages, that's really going around the medical teams around the world, because not all of them have masks. There are requests, if you're staying at home and you've got some time in your hands, can you help make some masks? There's a specific request for different parts of the world. And then I love this one because it really shows the dedication of our health professionals, showing off their scars from the masks. They've been wearing them so long, you see the lines etched into their nose, their faces, around their faces. They're taking selfies of them and saying, I just did 10 hours at work or 12 hours at work. Here's my face, and you can see it. And then you can really appreciate what they are doing for us.
Yeah.
You know, in addition to shortages of masks and other equipment for medical professionals, we're all seeing a shortage of toilet paper in the supermarket. I don't know why that became the thing that everybody
felt like
they needed right away. But hey, you know, that's what's happening. There's a woman who had no luck at several grocery stores before going to Walmart. She was looking for diapers. She found that the diaper shelves were empty there. So she took to TikTok to share her emotional reaction. Listen.
So all you crazy people buying out all the diapers, how am I supposed to diaper my child if I can't afford to buy 20 at a time like you can?
Tell me she got diapers, Femi.
Eventually. So that's Lauren Whitney, and she's a mom of four, and the video that she posted on TikTok on her phone shows her in front of the aisles of where the diapers should be. And, you know, if you're a mum, you know, you can't buy any size diaper for your baby. You've got to have the right size. No packs from the size that she needs. And she's just so frustrated. She's sort of talking to her phone, crying and weeping. And her takeaway point is not everybody can afford to bulk buy. They can't afford to buy 6 months worth of diapers in one day. So we have to be kind and generous and leave stuff on the shelf and only really take what we need. She did eventually get the size she needed. That video went viral because everybody can empathize what it's like. No diapers for your baby, and you're not sure where you're going to get them from.
Femi, Elon Musk of Tesla fame he's gotten into trouble in the past on social media, but right now he's tweeting his opinions about coronavirus, and it's been pretty controversial. Just quickly tell us what he said.
Well, Elon has got 32 million followers on Twitter and then some. And so he is very engaged with the coronavirus and he's tweeting out his ideas. And if you're tweeting out ideas and you're nobody, that's okay. If you're somebody, people get very upset. So he tweeted out things about, well, kids, they're immune. They'll be okay. It's the elderly we need to worry about. Do not listen to that. It is not true. Mm-hmm. And the social platforms are cutting down on misinformation. If you're looking for coronavirus, they will tell you where to go. Go to the CDC site. They will give you good information. So when people reported that and said, this is not good information, that tweet wasn't taken down and it's still out there. So be very careful. If someone's famous and they've got a lot of followers, doesn't mean they know about the coronavirus. And that is not true. Kids can get...
I'm going to pass it to Robin now to make a smile because she found
Robin,
something funny.
All right, Robin, go for it.
Well, real quick, my favorite tweet right now is from Firas Maksat at George Washington U. He poured dish soap and water on his kitchen floor, then held onto the counter.
He's exercising.
And he ran in place. He made a treadmill. We want to know what listeners are doing at home.
Please,
reach us on Facebook. Tweet us at Here and Now. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. Femi Okeh, host of the stream. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay safe, everybody.